Druyard, St. Helena, California, March 25, 1906. Dear Sister Druyard, I must put aside my writing on the history of Solomon and pen a few lines to you. I will begin with the matter that is most important. I am sorry that you are afflicted with rheumatism. I sincerely hope that you will not go to the Battle Creek Sanitarium. I know what the condition of things there is. I may have to go to Battle Creek, but it will be to relate my experience in connection with the cause of God. This I am doing where I am. I spoke in the Sanitarium Chapel yesterday and related some of our experiences in connection with the beginning of our work. I spoke of my conversion and of how I traveled for months, unable to speak except in a low, husky voice. The physicians decided that I could not live, that consumption had settled on my lungs. I often spoke under the greatest difficulty. On one occasion, I stood up in a meeting and began speaking in a whisper. I continued thus for about 5 minutes, when the soreness and obstruction left my throat and lungs, my voice became clear and strong, and I spoke with perfect ease and freedom for about 2 hours. I felt that an angel's presence was with me. The Lord worked with us wherever we went. His glory was in every meeting. I was so blessed, and God worked so wondrously by His Holy Spirit, that I had not the least excuse to doubt that the Lord had chosen me, young as I was, to communicate to others the light given me. The opposition that came, whether from high or low, had no impression upon my mind. Evidence was constantly given that dispelled doubt. Many souls confessed their sins and were converted. Soon after the beginning of my work, Elder James White and I were married. In taking this step, I was guided by the Lord. My husband's words and experience seemed wholly to blend with mine. And as we went from state to state, the Lord gave His Holy Spirit to confirm the message born. My whole life has been a continual evidence of the miracle-working power of God. So plain were the manifestations of the Holy Spirit, as I was instructed to write out the things shown me, that I had not a doubt but that the Lord had been pleased to make me His messenger. All the way along, I have had the accompaniment of the Holy Spirit. At various times, manifestations have been given me personally of the Spirit's working, and it would be sinful for me to doubt. From the beginning up till the present time, I have had the accompaniment of the special working of the grace of God. Without this, I could not go from place to place and bear my testimony. I have no excuse to give up bookmaking. I have no excuse to lay aside my pen or to withhold the testimony that God has given. I shall continue to do my work, to cry aloud and spare not. I advise you to have faith in God. It is no time for you now to visit Battle Creek. It would be preferable for you to keep your mind undisturbed, for you have not been clear in your perception, and you are not clear today. You need to be under a very different influence from that which you would be under in Battle Creek. Elder Jones is not standing clear before God. He has declared himself to be in no danger, although warnings have come to him again and again. He has exalted himself and flattered his own vanity and the vanity of others until his course of action, I am shown, is contemptible in the sight of God. He is making a record that he cannot efface, a record that is written in the books of God. He has despised the warnings of God, he has hated reproof, and his influence, in the place of encouraging reform, is confirming in a wrong course those who for years have been resisting the Spirit of God. Would you dare to place yourself under any such influence when you yourself have not been clear-sighted to discern existing evils? Truth will triumph. Truth will bear away the victory. Those in Battle Creek who have followed their own counsel are heaping up wrath against the day of wrath. You can do them no good, for you have not had clear spiritual discernment to understand the working of evil agencies. I have to warn you to keep away from Battle Creek. Elder Haskell was invited to go to Battle Creek. In the visions of the night, the danger concerning Elder Haskell was presented before me and a message given me that the Lord had a work for him to do in opening up fields in connection with Loma Linda. By enabling us to obtain possession of Loma Linda, God gave us a center from which to work the cities round about Loma Linda, Redlands, Riverside, and other places. Special efforts are to be made to proclaim the truth in this section of the country, which has not yet been thoroughly worked. Elder Haskell heeded the words of the testimony. You may have many invitations to go to Battle Creek, but I have the word of the Lord for you. Remain away from Battle Creek. There are excellent people in Battle Creek, and the Lord will keep messengers in that place to give the trumpet a certain sound, that everyone may have opportunity to see that history is repeating and may gain a knowledge of the past experience of those who have labored to advance the cause of God. We need to study the experience of the children of Israel during their 40 years of wandering in the wilderness. Christ Himself, enshrouded in the pillar of fire, was their leader and through Moses gave them instruction. We need to study the history of their deliverance from Egyptian bondage and of the spoiling of Egypt through the plagues sent by God, because Pharaoh persisted in refusing to let Israel go. The last plague was the death of the firstborn of the Egyptians, and after this, Pharaoh consented to let the Israelites start on their journey. But hardness of heart came upon him, and he pursued them. In obedience to the word of God, the Israelites marched forward, though the Red Sea was before them, and the omnipotent arm of Jehovah made a way for them through the waters, which stood up as a wall. After the Israelites had passed over, Pharaoh and his army rushed on in the providential path that God had opened for his people. But when the Israelites had reached the other side in safety, the command was given to Moses, "Stretch out thy rod." Exodus 8, verse 16. Moses obeyed, and the waters that had stood still, so that the Israel of God might pass over, rushed on in their natural course, and Pharaoh and his host perished in the Red Sea. The song of praise that the Israelites offered to God for their deliverance fell upon the ears of the Egyptian army just before they perished. In the course that he followed, Pharaoh gave evidence of the power of Satan over the human minds that chose him as their leader. Those who know the truth but refuse to walk in it, those who brace themselves against all warnings, will cause a great deal of trouble. The Lord bids me say to his people, those who refuse to heed the messages that are sent from heaven will go to great lengths and will bring in fallacies and specious devisings. Let us heed the words that the Lord gave to John in vision on the Isle of Patmos. We must consider the signs which show that some are departing from the faith. We must remember that the time has come to repeat the messages given in the past. As faithful watchmen, we must hold fast that which we have received as truth under the manifestations of the Holy Spirit. Let not Satan steal away the truth by his working through doctors or ministers. Do not allow anyone to rob you of the truth that you have heard and received. Hold fast and repent. Fortify yourselves with the light God has given. Strengthen the things that remain that are ready to die. God says, "Thou hast a few names even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy." Revelation 3, verse 4. I must stop now and take up my writing on Old Testament history. I have not written you all that I wish to. You must regard this as an unfinished letter. I will write again soon.